Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
NBA All-Star Weekend has come and gone. Welcome to this edition of the Wizards Talk Podcast post-All-Star break. I'm Chris Miller. Well, the NBA put on a great show last weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, starting with the community service events on Friday, NBA All-Star Saturday night, and then obviously culminating with the All-Star game won by Team LeBron, 178-164 over Team Giannis. Kevin Durant was named the MVP. Starting with Friday, the league, as I said, does a great job when they go into these cities of putting on a lot of the community service events, going into the communities, distributing some food out to those in need. They also do skills camps for little kids. And then it was good to see Bradley Beal out there at the food bank giving of his time. And pretty cool moment for Brad and I. We were sitting there just talking, and then all of a sudden, the all-time leading scorer in NBA history hovered over us. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar actually just interrupted our interview, which is cool. I don't mind it because it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And it was good to share that quick moment with a legend like that, you know, offering up some advice to Brad. And it was kind of cool just seeing Brad just looking up at him and having kind of that wow moment. And then we get to All-Star Saturday night. And that was pretty cool to see Jason Tatum win the skills contest, heaving a half-court shot to win that one. UVA's Joe Harris wins the three-point contest, although you wouldn't know it afterwards because it's post-game. I mean, Joe really didn't have much to say. That's kind of his personality. And then the show of shows, the dunk contest won by Thunder rookie Amadi Diallo, beating out the guy who I thought would be the favorite in Dennis Smith. Diallo dunking over Shaquille O'Neal and then unveiling under his jersey that he had on the Superman cape. And that was kind of cool to see that. Then we get to the actual All-Star game and high scoring affair, as we said earlier, 178-164, won by Team LeBron, coming back after being down huge in the first half. Durant was special, but at halftime, you talk about special, a chance to watch J. Cole perform. I was telling a friend of mine that was sitting next to me, man, it's pretty cool. We got to see J. Cole for free, and he put on a really good concert. So an all-around great weekend of activities. The extravaganza that is the NBA All-Star game is pretty cool. All right, so here's my interview with Bradley Beal immediately after the All-Star game. Bradley had 11 points, played well. He was a part of that comeback for Team LeBron. So here's my interview with Brad, and then you're going to hear from Michael Lee from Yahoo Sports and Dennis Scott of NBA TV.
A three-pointer for Bradley Beal of the Washington Wizards, and it's a two-point game.
How is this different than last year?
It's more comfortable. I wasn't as nervous.
I'm talking to the game, man. Even the intros, everything just felt like I belonged. I was used to being here, and that was a great feeling. It was good to be able to get back out there. I haven't touched the ball in a few days, but it was good to be able to get a rhythm and hit some shots.
Have you officially retired the headband from All-Star festivities?
I don't know. I might have to. I got to a terrible start with the headband on. I just took it off at half just to take it off. I was actually going to throw it back on, but then they said J. Cole was performing, so I sprinted it out and forgot my headband.
So you had to watch J. Cole perform at halftime?
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite rapper.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Did he perform the songs that you wanted?
He didn't perform Middle Child today. But I think that's because the world ain't all the way hip to the lyrics yet. You know, they still trying to catch up. He gave me enough.
Yeah.
What
was it like going over that meeting?
It was great. I've met him before, but he's it's crazy because the first time, I don't even know if he remembers this, I've actually watched him was at Jordan Brand when I was in high school in 2011. That was the first time he produced Friday Night Lights. And ever since then, he took off from there. So it was kind of like I got the part up kind of a feel to be a part of his early little success, and it was amazing to see at that point and see where he is today.
What do you think would have happened if you had actually made that dunk last night?
Oh, man, the whole, you know, he'd have broke the internet for sure. He would have broke the internet for sure, but that's hilarious for him to even just try to do that. Because he butched the lob, the first lob. He threw it too late, and the second one he dunked. Just clean, and then he'd get up there and try to dunk, man. That's, if he'd have flushed it, nobody, the internet would have came over to me and that would have been undefeated.
We've talked before about what you're doing now is for something special, is for family, to have Deuce here to watch you. He probably didn't know what's going on, but he will in years past, years moving on. What do you think you want him to take away from watching his dad tonight?
Just realizing how many other great players you're on the floor with, you know, and I think that's what it's about for me. You know, it's obviously you want to play well, you want to do well, and you want to win. We got 100K on the line, so we definitely were trying to win. But at the end of the day, it's just all about, man, just coming out here, being with the other guys. You know, guys who, like I said before, you'll never get to share the floor with in your career. Guys you always play against, you know, you just come together for a common, you know, common good. And at the end of the day, play to have fun and enjoy each other's company.
Before we see you again Wednesday night, what are your plans?
I have no idea. I honestly don't. I go back to D.C. tomorrow, and if Kamaya want to go somewhere, we're going to go somewhere, but if not, probably going to sit at home. So.
Do you feel rested?
Actually, yes, a lot better than I was last year. It's because I was a lot more smarter with my decision-making and what I wanted to do off the floor more so than last year.
Can you love to know who in the locker room did you seek out today, and can you share any of those tidbits that you tried to steal?
A couple guys, man. It was really crazy. A lot of guys were coming to talk to me and asking me how I feel. Mm-hmm. But the recruiting process is really going all right. It's going all right. I'm trying. You know, this is new for me, so I'm definitely getting some ears and seeing what guys' minds are at.
Can you walk us through that dunk?
The dunk?
Yeah.
My dunk? I was about to throw the lob to Ben, and Vucevic kind of played back, so it was like a bounce, but I was daring him to jump. I hope he was getting a little contact with him and just flush it.
You know, you sent the internet in a frenzy about potentially traveling on that play again.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think I did, actually. I caught it, two steps, jump, dribble, and then, yeah, I probably did. Hey.
So are you the king of not getting caught traveling now?
Just call me travel. Just call me walk. Walking bucket. Walk, really? Literally.
Walking bucket. During that Saturday practice, was that LeBron imitating your step back?
We were talking about step backs today, and that wasn't mine. I think he got James's. I don't think that was more of a Jay Hart step back.
It seemed like to really crack you up, so I thought it was like him showing you your moves.
Oh, no. We were imitating James, because James takes 5 steps on his step back and don't get called for travel. So, and he needs to be the travel king. Because what he get away with is murder.
How cool was it to have D-Wade here with his son? I mean, do you think about maybe in years coming up, maybe doing the same thing?
It's crazy because I'm actually going to coach against his son at AAU this summer. So it's amazing to see how old he's gotten. And to know I've shared the floor with D-Wade the last 7 years, and to share his last All-Star game with him is... That's up here on my list for sure. You know, it meant a lot to me, it meant a lot to him and everybody else. And I was definitely fortunate that I got to share the floor with 2 Hall of Famers, even more tonight. So it's humbling for me, but it's definitely motivation to just keep pushing.
So what was the recruiting approach? What was the strategy?
So what y'all doing in D.C.? How is D.C.? Or... I'm asking, how's your situation? What you thinking about? How you feeling? Any changes need to be made?
Would you be willing to mention any names?
I'm not gonna name them names. I ain't gonna name them names. You're gonna have me out here for Tampa.
Wow, this is the first time the PR people have actually spoke up today. Hi. How are you?
Oh, man.
No, I ain't gonna throw no names out. I'm gonna keep them in my piggy bank, my back pocket back here. July, hopefully we can do something.
What was it like? I saw you met Chris Tucker and talked to him for a second.
So. Man, he's hilarious. And it's so crazy because never in a million years would I think Chris Tucker would know my name. And yet alone J. Cole and all these other guys. And it's amazing. You know, I'm a huge fan of his. I can quote every movie that he probably ever been in, you know, and this, he's a funny guy. Definitely true character. I mean, he's always in Atlanta at our games, and he always comes down here with his son for All-Star. So I think it's cool, man. It was unbelievable to meet him and just bond with everybody here.
What do you think of Dirk checking in 83s?
That's what Dirk do. You know, we know Dirk is a prolific scorer. You know, he can score in a bunch, variety of different ways. You know, and I think we're all just happy that he was just out there with us, you know, at the end of the day.
What did you think when Steph bounced past that to Giannis? Did you think Giannis was going to catch that?
I didn't see it, honestly. I might have been looking away or something. And then I look up, everybody going crazy. I look at the Jumbotron. I had no idea how he caught that. I don't even know how he threw it. You know, I got there. You know, I felt like that was a bounce going over the hoop. But, you know, Giannis is 7 feet with 7 feet wingspan. He can get it. He can get it.
24 to go, Bradley. What's going to be the focus when you get back to D.C. on Wednesday?
I'm locked in. I'm beyond locked in. You know, hopefully my teammates will be the same way because we got a lot of games that we need, you know, and coming up right off the bat is we come right back here. So we need this not only in our division but to move up. So these games are imperative and important that we get them, and I'm going to make sure that everybody's locked in. I feel good. My body feels good. So we're going to hit this thing. We're going to hit the ground running.
Our good friend Michael Lee joins us here at All-Star Festivities on Saturday. I guess we'll start with the national stuff first before we get to the Wizards. Does Anthony Davis show up today?
I don't know. It's probably in his best interest not to. He can always say I was hurt and I was getting treatment. But I think at some point he's going to face the music. I mean, he's really wrecked what happened in New Orleans this year by demanding a trade in the middle of the season. He obviously didn't get traded, and now everyone has to adjust to him. Franchises in L.A. are now wrecked. Boston's affected by this. So I think whenever you put yourself out there and you try to take control, there is always residual damage, and he's feeling it, and so is the rest of the league.
My worst concern for him is, like, these next 24 games, I mean, what we saw in the Oklahoma City game of him getting hurt, he's always been kind of a fragile player.
Yes.
How do they handle this?
Just lost DeMarcus Cousins with a, you know, Achilles injury last year. You have a pretty poor medical staff. You know, the reputation is that. I don't know if it's in their best interest to play him. And I think at some point he's got to take a, you know, stand and be like, it's not best for me. You know, like, if you say I need to go somewhere and be a part of winning basketball, it ain't happening in New Orleans. There's only 24 games left. As much as you love the game, you kind of wrecked that opportunity when you said you didn't want to be there anymore. And when you're under contract, you're at their mercy because they're still writing you checks. So if you say that, they still have a right to treat you however you want to be treated while you're under contract. And I know the union can fight and do whatever they want to make him play, but it's just not in his best interest if he's going to get hurt. It's just too much risk for him. It's too much risk for the Pelicans because it'll diminish his trade value. I mean, this guy's already saying no at a $240 million extension. Now he's going to risk all of that by possibly getting hurt just to prove what? We know you're good, we know you're great, and you want to go somewhere else, and it's going to happen, just not today.
So what do you think is the biggest storyline coming into All-Star Weekend besides that?
Steph Curry being home, you know, Steph Curry being with him, Dale Curry. Is Dale Curry going to make an appearance in the three-point shootout? I think it'd be cool if he did.
Shoot, the mama already hit a half-court shot.
She did. It runs in the family, for real. You know that. But I think it could really, I mean, for Kemba as well, but I think for Steph Curry, just considering his journey through the NBA, how no one thought he would be anything in college, and he winds up being a lottery pick, and how he gets to the league and everybody thinks he's too fragile, he winds up being not just a great player, but, you know, the defining player of an era where everything's about three-point shooting. It's just really an amazing tale. It's not an underdog story by any stretch. I think people kind of get it misconstrued because he's short.
Right.
I mean, this guy, son of an NBA player, he's just a privilege.
Yeah, this ain't Rocky.
No, but the fact that he's sort of had to pay his dues, and you know he's a hard worker, and he's always had that chip because he knows that people have slighted him for a good part of his career. I think him coming home and having a chance to put on a show for the people that have known him forever, that's probably the second story.
And then that leads us to probably the other storyline locally is you talk about Steph Curry being from the great state of North Carolina. John Wall is not here. John Wall ruptures the Achilles now, and he could be done all of next season. I know how people in D.C. feel about it from a national perspective. Where do the Wizards go from here?
Before I answer that, I just want to say that I'm worried more about where John goes from here. You know, I think a lot of times when a guy suffers an injury like this, we get so wrapped up in just how it's going to affect the team and the financial constraints and what the team's going to do in terms of rebuilding. And I'm more worried about John because you know him just as well as I do, probably better, how much he loves the game, how much it means to him, how much it's given him life, how much it gives him energy. And to have it taken away at the prime of his career, to me, is disappointing because we know where John's career was headed. We also know where it's being taken now. Or at least we don't know. We don't know where it's being taken now. And that's probably the most disconcerting thing because this is when John is supposed to be at his best. We're supposed to really see the benefits of all those years of training and, you know, just becoming an all-star and gaining that knowledge of being in the league. And now it's being taken away. So I'm more concerned about him. The Wizards will figure it out. They're a professional basketball team, and they have no choice. But I think to answer your question about just the Wizards, I don't really know because I don't think we've ever seen a situation where this much money is committed to one player and there's no easy solution. I think it's been good that Brad at least has shown a commitment to wanting to be a part of his franchise forever. And he's enjoying probably the role of being king for a while and being the main guy. It'll be interesting to see what kind of team they can build around him under the financial constraints. But there is no easy solution because you've traded away a lot of your second-round picks just to, you know, create money for this summer. You've given up a lot of your past. I mean, their Bradley Beal, you go 5 years, now you have no draft picks from those drafts. You traded Kelly Oubre, you traded Otto Porter, so you don't really have a past. And now you don't have much of a future. It's probably one of the more bleak situations that I can recall. And as a fan, I don't know what to say to feel better because it's going to be rough.
Well, it is good that at least Brad has ascended. He is. This is the second weekend in a row he's been an All-Star. And he's way better than he was last year.
Yes. And that's just one thing I say. Like, he's been so good that he defies, goes against the Wizards' record. You know, usually you say, well, he's just a guy that just, you know, get stats on a bad team. No, he's a great player that's on a bad team. There's a difference, and I think that's where Brad is now, where even outside of the Wizards' record, you can't watch him play and not acknowledge that he's a phenomenal player. He's grown in so many ways. He's gone beyond just being a, you know, catch-and-shoot guy. He's a facilitator, playmaker. And I think his leadership is what stands out to me more than anything. He hasn't given up on this season. He's still bringing a positive spirit on the floor each game. He's going out there competing and trying to win games. And that's really all you can ask of your best player, especially when you know the situation isn't that positive. You know, you got a good chance of losing every game. But if you come out there with that fight, and that's what I'm seeing from Brad more than anything this year, if you go out there with that fight, that's what you want. And Brad has proven to be a superstar, not just an all-star, but a superstar.
I'll end with this. 24 games left in the season when they get back. Do the Wizards make the playoffs?
No. No, they weren't going to make the playoffs before. I didn't see that happening from the beginning. There's just too many bad habits that have been picked up over the course of the year. And you can see it. If they make it to the playoffs, do they want Milwaukee? Because that will not be fun. 4 games of a slaughter. I think good to just try to – the best thing you can do as a franchise, and I don't want to say tank, the best thing you can do as a franchise is really try to think about what you can do for your future. I know that Taliosa said you didn't want to lose games intentionally. You shouldn't. But you also got to think about big picture. This season's loss, next year might be two. Just making a playoff appearance is not going to do anything for you, me personally. It's not going to do anything when you know there's nowhere for you to go.
Appreciate you, Mike, as always.
Thank you.
Man, it's All-Star Weekend. We in Charlotte. We in my home state. Look who I ran into. 3D. It might not be players only, but it's close to it. We got 8 players. What's the biggest storyline you think All-Star Weekend is nationally?
Nationally, there's no question. The Anthony Davis story, why he didn't get traded, should he get traded. And I think it's one of those situations where most fans are trying to figure out how our players today can take control of their own career, so to speak. And I think the biggest thing for him is people are like, well, why is he going through this? The team's already guaranteed him 5 years, $145 million. So when you say that,
we as players say, well, I want to win. I want to be competitive. I want to be in a good situation. So outside of LeBron being LeBron, KD being KD, and Steph coming back to Charlotte, everyone still knows what's going on with AD.
Now, back home, Wizards are going through it right now.
Yes, they are.
You interviewed John on the last game that was on nationally. When you found out that he indeed ruptured his Achilles, what was your first reaction?
Honestly, my stomach started hurting. Because I know John's a good kid. And whatever is going on in his life right now, he's having a few setbacks, a few adversities. I hope he continues to work hard, continues to believe in himself. And hopefully, the Wizards don't give up on him. Because everyone's talking about he's making all this money in the next 4 years, and he's going to be banged up. Can he get his speed back? If John believes in John, and John puts in the work we know he can, I think he'll get back to form.
So meanwhile, while John's on the shelf, Bradley Beal is back here. Now he's by himself. Now a two-time All-Star. Where have you seen his biggest growth from this time a year ago?
I think shot-making. What I mean by that, we know Bradley can shoot the three, but now he's been able to figure out, I got to get to the rim. I got to get those layups, get to the free throw line. That's why you're seeing more 30s, more 29s, a couple 35s I think he's had recently, because he's learning how to mix it up, not just sell it for the jump shot.
24 games left for them, 3D. Do they make the playoffs?
Ooh, it's going to be a tough fight. I would like for him to, because when you're trying to retool your team and now Otto's gone, and you brought in two young guys, Bobby Portis, oh my goodness, I know you like to see him so far, and hopefully Jabari's knees can hold up. I think he still has some left in the tank, being like 23 years old. Yeah. So can those young guys give you enough fire, power to maybe?
Players only, baby.
Players only, baby.
All right, that'll put a bow on the NBA All-Star festivities, and now it's time for the sprint to the finish. For the Washington Wizards, they're 24-34. They've got 24 games left on the schedule. They're on the outside looking in right now at the playoffs, and the season, second half of that season starts on Friday as the Wizards go to Charlotte to take on Kemba Walker and the Charlotte Hornets. The Wizards feel like they still have an opportunity to make the playoffs. They still have some really tough schedule ahead of them. When you think of playing Denver twice, playing Utah twice, still playing the Hornets a couple of times, and there's still a West Coast trip to be had in March. But as you heard Bradley Beal say during that interview, you know, he's ready. He's ready to lead his guys to get there and try to qualify for the playoffs. So we will be there every step of the way. The Wizards are back to practice Wednesday night. Then we get on a plane Thursday and head to Charlotte for the first of 24 games left for the Wizards as they try to make a postseason run. I'm Chris Miller. Thanks for listening to this latest edition of the Wizards Talk Podcast.